خماتي خرطة مرايني مراينا درج آت بي
قاردة يلا باقادو بيلاكي مشخني والي خاعدة بخارية فالو بسيب ملقي والا
I mean, I think what's motivated me over the last 20 years in this job is the consciousness of the fact that many things in scholarship can wait, but the documentation and the preservation of a spoken language which is about to come extinct cannot wait.
Professor Geoffrey Kahn is on a quest to find and record the last speakers of the last dialects of Aramaic. The language was once spoken across the Middle East, but he now has to scour remote communities in the region, or else track down the remaining members of a global diaspora. It was in Georgia in the Caucasus that he went looking for a very rare dialect from the village of Salamis in northwest Iran. There he was told of three remaining speakers. The first had had a stroke and could no longer speak. The second surrounded herself with Rottweilers, which howled each time he tried to record her. Then came his last chance.
I was taken to a very large building, a Soviet-style apartment block with very long corridors, and I went up lots of different staircases, and eventually we came to a small apartment and I knocked on the door, and this very, very frail lady opened the door, and she welcomed us, and we sat down, and she poured us some tea, and her hand was shaking as she was pouring the tea, and I thought, you know, this lady will not be able to have the energy to talk to me more than a few minutes. She's already getting tired just pouring the tea out. But then I said to her, do you mind if I ask you some questions about your language? And at that point, a frail little arm came out and grabbed my wrist and grabbed it very tightly. And she said, ask me whatever you want. And I felt distinctly that she knew that she was one of the last speakers, and she felt this was her only opportunity to preserve the knowledge of her language. It's almost like coming to the end of a family line. She felt this was the end of a very, very long history, but she wanted to give it to me.
It's
very unfortunate that today, although over 100 died,